57 now with the BAL Morning Team Tuesday morning. Time to talk about food with Bruce Weinstein of UltimateCook.com. Why don't we talk chestnuts this morning, shall we?
Okay, why don't we? I love chestnuts.
Do you really? I don't recall that I've sung about them, but I don't recall ever eating a chestnut.
Are you serious?
Really?
Wow, well, you're missing out.
Chestnuts. I don't often have an open fire handy.
You don't need an open fire. You could do chestnuts in your oven, and you've never even had chestnut stuffing. You're really missing out.
Sounds good,
yeah. You have to make some fresh chestnut stuffing. But, you know, I love chestnuts, and they're actually being harvested right now. And what I love about them, besides the fact that they're sweet and they're delicious and they're very low in fat, which, you know, compared to all sorts of other nuts is a great thing.
Oh, yeah, like almonds and...
Yeah, and cashews. Those are really high in fat. But here's the thing about chestnuts. I get them home from the store, and I roast them, and more often than not, I'll peel them, and they're green and moldy and a mess. And I'm like, why does this happen? And this has happened year after year after year. So I spoke to a chestnut farmer this week in California. His name is Harvey Correa, and he owns Correa Chestnut Farms.
Hmm.
And he said the problem is you go into the store, and these beautiful chestnuts are sitting in barrels, and they're on display, and they look gorgeous, and they're in the wrong place. They're supposed to be refrigerated.
Oh.
I said, are you kidding me? And he said, no, chestnuts are very perishable. Because they're so high in moisture and so low in fat, they've got to be refrigerated. I've never known this. I mean, this is a kid, and I've never put them in the refrigerator. So there's something, I learned something this week. And he said,
well, why don't chestnut purveyors keep them in the fridge?
He says it's plain ignorance. They just don't know.
They're just plain ignorant.
They're ignorant. So he's on this whole campaign to try and get store owners to realize they have to keep their chestnuts in the refrigerator.
Huh.
So you could buy your chestnuts now. They'll stay fresh to the holidays as long as you put them in the refrigerator. And Harvey's chestnuts are the best. I just ordered a 10-pound box from him, which he told me was shipped yesterday, and I can't wait to get them. If you want to order some, you can go to chestnuts.us. It's www.chestnuts.us and order them from Harvey. And I'll give you a quick way to roast them.
Okay.
Preheat the oven to 350.
Right.
And you take a small, sharp knife, and you just want to put an X through the shell on the flat side, on the bottom side.
Okay.
And you don't want to really cut into the meat, just to open up the shell a little bit.
So it doesn't explode on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the shell will sort of curl back a bit as it bakes, and once they're soft, it's done. Then just peel them in a nice thing. Do this when the weather starts to get really cold. Put a few in your pocket. Keep your hands warm while you're waiting for the bus or your parking lot. And then you get to eat them, too.
$3.50 for what? How long?
Oh, it takes about 25 to 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And your house will smell so good. I can't believe you've never had a fresh chestnut.
I've never had a fresh chestnut.
Well, you've got to order some from Harvey and make yourself some fresh chestnuts. Your family will thank you.
I'm going to go check out the website. That's neat. Bruce Weinstein, always fun, always informative. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Bruce Weinstein, one of the UltimateCook.com guys.